welcome again to the Image Doctors at Nikonians Podcasts. It's episode number 26, October 26th, 2006. I'm Jason O'Dell, and unfortunately, my partner in crime, Rick Walker, is not here today. That means you get a short podcast, because I don't want to yammer on by myself talking at my own computer here. However, the good news is that Rick is enjoying himself thoroughly right now on the 6th annual Nikonians Photo Adventure Trip, or ANPAT. And he and a group of about 22 other individuals, other Nikonians, including our founders, are out in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, having a great time taking pictures of anything that moves, mostly water and falling leaves, waterfalls. I've seen some of the pictures, and I wish I were out there with them. So this is me saying I'm jealous. The good news is, for those of you who missed this year's ANPAT, is that the 7th annual Nikonians Photo Adventure Trip is already scheduled for next year. I'm hearing that we're going to go to Yellowstone National Park, as well as the Grand Tetons National Park, somewhere around the second or third week of September 2007. So I'm already marking my calendar for this. This is not going to be a trip you're going to want to miss, and the space will be limited. So I thought I would talk a little bit about the whole ANPAT experience. I know Rick and I mentioned it a little bit before. What can you expect on a trip like this? You go for an entire week, or usually about 6 days. The price includes everything except your transportation to get to the site. You're on your own for that, but all the meals and the transportation to and from inside the parks is all covered. You just got to show up with your camera and a lot of film or a lot of memory cards, whatever you want. It is a great way to meet other Nikonians, meet the founders. You got a whole week of doing nothing but immerse yourself in photography. If you want to learn how to use neutral density grad filters, for example, this is a great time to do it because there's other people there who can actually show you what you're doing. It is not a good idea to go on this if you have a lot of lens envy and lens lust, because invariably somebody will bring something that is way out of everyone else's budget, and then you'll try it out, like I tried the 200 to 400 VR, and the next thing you're going to know, you're going to want that lens or that camera. So that's a scary thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't go on the ANPAT because of it. The fact of the matter is that you could bring an old Nikomat and some film and have great images on the ANPAT. It's really a win-win. You can't lose going on a trip like this, and I highly recommend it. So where can you go to find out about the ANPAT? Rick were here, he would be asking me that right now. Well, you go into the forums, and we have a Nikonians Travel and Get Together forums area in the discussions at the Nikonians.org forums. And one of the forums is always dedicated to that year's ANPAT, and it starts usually with discussion about where it's going to be and what to expect, and then there will be a link to sign up through the Nikonians Pro Shop. Make a deposit and then pay your balance, etc., and get signed up for the trip. I will say they're first come, first serve. I don't know when the deposits will be available for purchase at the Pro Shop for the 2007 ANPAT. Usually that happens sometime in the spring of that year. But keep your eye out and look for that, because it really is the most fun I've ever had. And when you consider all you get, the price is actually quite affordable for an entire week. Meals, lodging, transportation in vans, not to mention just meeting everybody. So it's really fun. Moving on to some other stuff that you can expect out of the Image Doctors. We've been making a list of stocking stuffer ideas. We know the holiday is coming up, and what we plan to do is our next show talk about our ideas for relatively inexpensive stocking stuffers. Now, we've gotten a few suggestions, but I want to remind our listeners that it's important for us. You know, there's more of you than there are of us. And while we have some ideas, maybe you've got a gizmo, a gadget, something that would be a great photo accessory, Nikon or otherwise, for a reasonable price that you might want to suggest as a stocking stuffer. So I encourage you guys to email us at talkradio@nikonians.org with your stocking stuffer ideas. We've gotten a few, but we would love to get some more suggestions for that. Now, I thought I would spend the rest of the show today talking about why it's so great to be a Nikon user right now. I was just on the Nikon website, and I know the holidays are coming up. I'm looking at the lineup of digital cameras, and I was thinking to myself, gee, it's a really good time to buy a Nikon. If there was ever a good time to get into a digital camera body, the Nikon's lineup is, for the 99.9% of us, top to bottom, absolutely can't miss. Starting with the D50, which is a very affordable DSLR, all the way up to the D2XS, which is the flagship pro DSLR. You cannot go wrong with any of these cameras right now. And I think people sometimes forget and they get lost in the specifications of the camera and forget about photography. So let me just sort of give my opinion on this. Right now, every camera in Nikon's lineup, with the exception of the D50 and the D70, is 10 megapixels or more. So your argument for I don't have enough resolution is thrown out the window. And quite frankly, the D50 and the D70 still produce fantastic images when you put that camera in the hands of someone who's competent. So it really isn't about how many megapixels you have anymore. It's nice to see that the megapixel wars have sort of slowed down. What should you decide? What should you be looking for in terms of what features you want in a camera? Well, I think right now megapixels is sort of a lesser argument. I think you should be looking for features that you use in your photography, because you put any good lens on any of these Nikon cameras and you will take good pictures, provided that you know things about composition and exposure. All of those things that Rick and I like to talk about during our normal episodes. So think about your budget and understand that if all you can afford is a D50, it's a great camera and you're going to take great pictures, and it's a Nikon. You will be able to use those lenses if you so choose later on when you upgrade. I saw some images from the D80 that are absolutely outstanding. It looks like the image processing algorithm for the D80 is second to none. Very good, very clean images. Again, 10 megapixels. Why should you choose a D80 or a D50? They use SD memory cards. So if you're someone who's moving up from maybe a point-and-shoot camera, or you have a point-and-shoot digital camera that takes SD cards and you want to be able to interchange them with your DSLR, a D50 or a D80 is going to be a really good choice. If you've already got some investment in a DSLR and you're looking for a backup, you might want to stick with one of the models that uses compact flash memory. That would be the D70, or I should say D70S, the D200, the D2HS, and the D2XS. They all use the same form of memory. So really, other things when it comes down to it are small differences, like whether or not there's a pop-up flash, whether that pop-up flash can be used to power external speed lights wirelessly. The D50 can't do that. The D80 and the D200 can, as well as the D70, I should say. So learn to use your camera. Learn to take better pictures, and don't worry about what kind of camera that you have, because quite frankly, people still take good pictures with film. It's I know it sounds like it's archaic and obsolete, but it's not the medium per se. It's the person behind the wheel. So do that. You can get a lot more information on all these digital cameras in the Nikonians discussion, not the discussion areas, I'm sorry, the Nikonians articles, the resource articles. We've got reviews on all the various cameras, as well as some really good FAQ articles. And I think for some of our listeners don't even realize that there's a whole other side to Nikonians, and that's the articles. The articles are incredibly well written, all illustrated, nice pictures, And we've got some really good resources that I think sometimes go overlooked. People ask us, well, what tripod should I buy? Well, there's a which tripod should I buy or FAQ article. Same thing goes for camera bags. When choosing a camera bag, what should you look for? There's an FAQ on this. D200 autofocus, D2X autofocus. We've mentioned these topics before. They keep coming up in the forums. Don't forget to go to resources.niconians.org once in a while and just check out what's there, because new articles and new FAQs are being added relatively frequently. So check those out. Well, I'm looking at the clock here and I'm seeing that it's already getting late here in the mountain lair in Colorado. And since Rick's not here, I don't have a whole heck of a lot to really say. I can't make fun of Rick and he can't make fun of me. So I got one more thing I wanted to mention, which is people have been emailing me about the some sharpening settings for their cameras. And I wanted to mention that we said we were going to put this up, and I apologize. We didn't have the link on the show notes page. I have some Capture NX settings files that I have made and saved from my computer. They work on Windows and Mac, and they're available for free as a zip archive, so you just need to be able to unzip the files, and you can install them on your computer if you're running Capture NX. And one of the folders in there of settings files are Capture Sharpening Settings for every Nikon DSLR from the D1H up through the D2X and just added in the D80. These are on my website, and I'll put you the link on there. You can find them at www.luminescentphoto.com. I know that's really hard to spell, so just go to the show notes page and get the link there. And I'll put the actual link on my on the show notes for this episode. You can download these settings files for free. The way you need to use them is what you'll want to do is download this zip file to your computer, unzip the file, and then go into Capture NX and load the settings files from there. You can't just double-click on these settings files. It won't work that way. You have to go into Capture NX and use the batch tool. You Capture NX users will know what I'm talking about. Use the batch tool to load the settings in, and then you can choose from that folder. So I'll put those up with the link to my website on there, my personal website. Enjoy those. Do whatever you want with them. And here's to taking even better pictures in the next few weeks, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Okay, bye-bye.